South Korea today sent 5,000 tons of rice to flood victims in North Korea in its first humanitarian rice shipment to its communist neighbor since 2008. The two Koreas remain technically at war since their conflict in the 1950s ended with a ceasefire, not a peace treaty. Heavy flooding swamped farmland, houses and public buildings in the North Korean province of Sinuiju in August. The UN's World Food Programme's Marcus Pryor told Charles Collins that help is welcome.
Well, I think all offers of assistance are to be welcomed. The country suffers from a structural food deficit. The latest estimate about a million tons between 2009 and 2010. At the World Food Programme, we're not only very aware of that, but also very aware that the communities most affected are those women and children who are the most vulnerable to deficiencies in their diet and need the kind of support that we can offer.
What was the initial response from the WFP to the flooding back in August?
Well, the World Food Programme was involved at the invitation of the government at the time in the response, the immediate response to that flooding by providing some high-energy biscuits that we had pre-positioned as a contingency stock. We are concerned because chronic food shortages in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea continue to have a general detrimental effect on the health and nutrition of many communities in the country. There are sudden shocks such as the flooding, which demanded an immediate response, but ongoing malnutrition levels that are a matter of particular concern, with about one-third of children suffering from stunting and about a quarter of all pregnant women also being malnourished.